Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Moed Katan, Daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis, Amud Beis, in the sugyas of Nidui. We just spoke about the halachas of a zakin, who has the rights to be menade, and what are the reasons for a Nidui. Right, we didn't get to read it, but the Rambam goes through the Argamar yesterday, had a couple of the reasons for Nidui. If somebody causes a Chil Hashem, if somebody is Mezalzel be Divrei Rabbanan, if somebody prevents others from doing a mitzvah, right? Those are all on the list of Nidui. Right? Again, like I said, the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah goes through all 24. He collects from all over the Gemara and teaches us what exactly is the what are the rules and what are the times and the reasons for Nidui. That is the Rambam here in Perek Vav of Hilchos Talmud Torah. He goes through, Meva'al arba v'esrim dvarim min adan asa adam bein ish bein isha. And he goes through, Meva'al zachacham, we had yesterday also, if you reject the hazmana bezdim three times, ha'kori l'chavero eved, mizalzel b'davar echad midivrei sofrim, vein sorach lomar midivrei Torah, if you mizalzel in one din to Rabbanan, mishalik kibalav zadin, so he rejects the din, mishayish b'rshuso davar hamazik, Kagon kelev ra osulam ru'ua. Right? If you have something in your rishus that is dangerous and you don't remove it. So again, many of these, machshil es ha'iver. Interesting. Lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. Right? You see, that's a separate aveira. But that aveira also, is a danger for society and therefore, it is on this list. Then many others, which we're not going to go into, right now. So the Gemara says here at the bottom, we just said that if a zakin is menadeh for tzorach atzmo, we saw that shumis adeshen, important shumis adeshen, so then his nidu is not nidu, we assume it's not l'shem shemayim. Biyomei, so as an example of that possibly, biyomei der b'irmiya, as his akka al tevarai, in the days of b'irmiya, there was something, there was an akka. What's an akka? Something bad. Something bad happened to the people of Tveria. What was happening? There was some type of gzera and they had to pay. They had to pay, to get the gzera, you know, removed. That says the Karbat Eida. Shekdeshi Yefayes Osov Yitelo Mamon O Yaaselo Ritzono Bedavarma. So Shalach Boy Minarta the Kasma Gabi Rabbi Yaakov Barbun. So Rabbi Yirmiyah sent a message to Rabbi Yaakov Barbun, who had a fancy silver menorah, and he wanted him to chip in for this payment of the city that's trying to get the gzeira off of their neck. Shalach Amarle. So he said back to him, he's like, I'm not sending any money. A dying lo shav yirma mirato. He says back to the Rabbi Yirmiya who sent him. He says, "You haven't stopped doing your wrong things. What's mirato?" So he didn't think that the chachamim should have to participate. But a dying lo shav mirato carbon aeda l'tvo mamo mena chachamim. So he was upset. Obviously, Rabbi Yirmiya thought so. So what happened? Ubigish l'nados. Rabbi Yirmiya, after this response, he said, "What kind of response is that?" So he wanted to be menade the Rabbi Yaakov Barbun. Yosef Taman, this other rabbi was sitting there, Reb Chiya. Amarlei, so he says to Reb Yirmiya, he says, maybe, wait a second. Amarlei Shamaati, I've heard, She'ein menadin zakin, elem kein aso ki yiravam ben nevad v'chaverav. I've heard that we're not menade a zakin, right? Maybe other people have different, you know, standards, but we're not menade a zakin that does something terrible. Does something like, Yiravam ben nevad, did. Right? Yiravam ben nevad, he was the first, Melech Yisrael, and he, you know, helped cause people not to go to the Beis Hamikdash. He set up guards on the road. Right, terrible. Right, that's the and this is quoted in the Rambam. The Rambam in the following parak in Parak Zion of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Chachim zakin b'chachma v'chein nasi o av bezdin shesarach a menadin also befarhesya laolam ela imkei nasa ki yiravam menavav v'chaverav. If he did something terrible, like Yeravam, then you're menadim b'farhesya. But if not, we said on the yesterday's daf, do it more in private. Do it more in private and tell him to, you know, take a back seat from his communal responsibilities. Avo kishachata, sharchatos, malkan, also bitzina. But if he did other sins, then you do it privately. Sherva kashalta, ayom, v'kashal gam navi, imcha laila, v'chulu, v'omrin lo, hi kaved, v'shev, b'veischa. V'shev, b'veischa. V'chein, says the Rambam, called Talmud Chacham, wait, be patient. Right? Try. Chasidei chachamim hayu mishtabchim shelo nimnu me'olam lenados divrei talmidei chachamim. Right, great chachamim we had yesterday. You know, took pride in the fact that they didn't weren't menade. They weren't menade anybody. So here, Reb Chiya, brother of Yitzchak, says to Reb Yirmiya, maybe he didn't do something so terrible that that would warrant, right? So all he said was, thanks to you, Amar Leh. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says back, what do you mean? Did you learn yesterday's daf? Right? Remember we had from Meseches Idyas, Duchma Hishkua. Right? Duchma, that was the case that Akavi said that Shmaya Vavtalion only allowed the women, the Gioros, to be treated like B'nai Yisrael by the Hashmashkenes Asota, right, because they were from Gerim, and they said, oh, Dugma Hishkua, that was his answer, and they put him in Nidui for that, because he said that the Rabbanim were being biased based on their own ulterior motives, and they put him in Chayim for that. That's not like Yeravim and Nevat, the Chayim also, did he go so far as Yeravim and Nevat? No, so you see from there, even less than that. So, Venidot's what happened, so he didn't take... He didn't calm down, and they were menad each other. The nidon ilan le ilan, the chashun ilan al ilan, and then they were choshesh. They were concerned, and they acted like the nidui for both of them ilan al ilan. Vitzorchan mishtarya ilan al min ilan, and they needed heter from each other. Right, so this story didn't end so well in terms of this is how they were upset at each other. Yeravim ben Nevat is also, if you remember, the Rambam uses him as the example in Hilchos Tshuva. When the Rambam discusses in Bechira Chavshis, in Parakeh of Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam says, Al Yavar B'machshav T'cha Davar Zed, do not let the following thought pass through your mind. She'omrim Tipshe Umos Verov Golmei B'nei Yisrael, that many fools amongst the nations say, She'kadosh Baruch Hu Gozer Al Ha'adam Mitzchiles Ber Yaso Liosadega Rasha, that Hashem decrees on a person from the beginning of his creation to be a tzadik and a rasha. Right? The Rambam, the Gemara says, everything else is figured out. Chacham, O Tipesh, O Ashir, O Ani. But the Rambam says, don't think that Hashem is gozer to be a tzaddik or a rasha. Ein adam rakein, not true. Ela kal adam va'adam. Ra'ui lio tzaddik, kemoshe Rabbeinu. Right? Everyone is ra'ui to be a tzaddik like Moshe, meaning to fulfill your potential like Moshe Rabbeinu. O rasha ki yaravam. That's the one that the Rambam picks. Or a rasha like Yeravam Nevat. O chacham, O sachal, O rachman, O achzari. O kili Yoshua v'chein shar kal hadeyas. Ve'elo mishi yechapeu, nobody's forcing, velo gozer alav, or decreeing, velo mishi moshcho, le'echa mishne adrachim, nobody's pulling from one side to the other side. Elohu me'atzmo umidaito, no tel le'ezed erashi yirtza. Person makes their own decisions. Bechir chavshis, hu she Yirmiyo omer, that's what Yirmiyo says, machogos vishonim, whether this pasuk in Eicha is a statement or a rhetorical question. Mipi elyo motetzi haroz vatov, it doesn't come from Hashem, right? The roz vatov is up to you. Klomer. Eina bore gozer ala adam, lo lios tov, v'lo lios ra. That's how the Rambam understands the pasuk. V'kivat shakein hu, nimsa zeha chote hu, hifsid atzmo. It's his responsibility. L'fichach roi lo livkos l'chone al masha asa, l'nafsho v'gam l'ra, v'chulu, says the Rambam. But the example that the Rambam gives, the person that he gives is Yeravam ben Nevat. Says the Gemara continues now with the next part of the Mishnah. V'chein mishenisha l'chacham v'hutar, with the next person in the beginning of the Mishnah of Elam Agalchin that's allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, somebody who had his neder hutar by the chacham, nisha l'chacham v'hutar. So the Gemara says, ma'an kayamim, what exactly is the case that we're talking about? Remember we discussed earlier also, you know, what exactly is the case, when was it? In Bishon Ishal Kodom L'Regal. That's when we got into this whole Nidui discussion, because we said, oh, he went beforehand, before Chol HaMoed, but to get rid of the Nidui, but it was had to be at least 30 days. So here we're saying, so what about this case? When did he go? In Bishon Ishal Kodom L'Regal, if he went to Bishol before the Regal, and they were matir before the Regal, and he had time to get a haircut before the Regal, lo yigaleach. So he made a neder, again, he's not allowed to get a haircut. But here, if it was matir before the regal, he should have gotten a haircut before the regal. In bishalon nishal kadam the regal, and if he didn't ask before the regal, so then it's his fault. He should have asked before the regal, and because he didn't, either way, he shouldn't be allowed. Right? Says the Karbana Eda, the lav anasu, the hayelo lishol al nidra kadam the regal. He should have gone before him and thought about that. He would have wanted to get a haircut. Elakianan kaimin bishal nishal kadam the regal. It must be that he went to ask before the regal. But v'lo matzu pesach l'nidro ela b'regel. To find the pesach for to be matir neder takes a while. It's not so simple. And therefore they were thinking about it, and they didn't come up with an answer, a pesach, until the regel. So he tried beforehand, but it didn't work. Where do you see that it's difficult? that it's sometimes it takes a while. Ka'ada, Rav Shimon Berebi, like the following answer, like this following rabbi had to be very creative in terms of charata is much easier. Charata is, comes, quicker, but when it comes to, Pesach, it takes a while to find. So the Gemara says, the following example, until one of the Zikne Galil came, is the Amr Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Some say the Zaken was Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Favi Nasav Lehman Hacha, Umekim Lehacha, and he used to, he took Reb Shimon ben Rebbe to, from this place, and he took him to this place, and he was just schlepping him around. Nasav Lehman Hacha, Vokim Lehman Hacha, and he was making him very, schlepping him back and forth and trying to annoy him and trying to get him upset. About the process. Ada akime go shimsha mefalimoni until he finally put him in the sun. And in the sun, these little, gnats were trying to, come out of his clothes and he was getting the gnats off his clothes. It's unclear who was getting which gnats. Was Shimon Rebbe taking the gnats off of his own clothes? Or was it Reb Shimon, the Chacham? Was it Reb Shimon Elazar helping him? But either way, Amr and Le, they said, the Rabbanan see, that he's in the state, and they say, Ilo avita yada, the hadin saba, aved lachachachin. If you knew that this saba would be doing this to you, nader avisa, would you have made the neder? Amar lo, he says, no, I wouldn't have made the neder. Bisharon lay, and they were then matir it for him, because that was how they got. So you see, it takes a long time to come to a Pesach. He had to work very hard, right? It's, interesting also, that, let's just finish this line and then we'll talk. V'lei Amrin hada minan lach. And then they said to this mattering rabbi, they said to Reb Shimon Elazar, how do you know how to do this? How do you know to be so creative and, come up with these, ideas? Minan lach, where did you come up with this? Amr alone, Mishareis Rabbi Meir, Yisiva Baruch Hu Shnayim. I was servicing Rabbi Meir. I was Mishareis him when he ran away twice. What do you mean when he ran away twice? So the Karban Eda, another Mefarshim, Karban Eda quotes two. When did he run away? Once when the man of the Gemara in Daf Yud Ches, in Avodah Zarah, when his wife's sister, was captured, and he tried to free her, and she was in the Kubash Al Zonos, and he had to run away because he gave bribe money to the guard, and they put a picture of him on the gates of the city, right? He was a fugitive. And number two, Rashi there quotes the story of, his wife, and one of his talmidim, bebnei ishto shepita usa echam al talmidim, whatever the bruya, an embarrassing story. So he also had to run away for that. Those are the two suggestions given by the Karban Eda. So I was close with the mayor. The yesh amr maklosh or a mayor haisa biyadi, or I had a mayor stick in my hand. Meaning also I serviced him. The he I saw milamed soc. Right. So he was right. He used to milamed. So he used to teach me. Meaning a das. And he used to teach me, different Torahs. So therefore, either way, he was saying I was close with him. So I learned it from Rabbi Meir. Period. So this is the issue about Neder. Interesting that we know there's a Machlokes Tanoim in Meseches Nedarim. That's the Dorim on Daf Samach Dalad, Perak Rabbi Eliezer. There's a Machlokes about Nolad, whether you're Poskin Ben Nolad. What's Poskin Ben Nolad? Whether you're allowed to be Poseach with something new. Something new that was never on the horizon. So the Chacham and Paskin ain't poskim in Olad. Ain't poskim in Olad. Machlokas. The Gemara is the Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir is different deus here about poskim in Olad. Where is it? Here it is. The previous stuff. Samach Dalam and Aleph. Says the Mishnah, whether you are poseach bin Olad, says the old Amar Rabbi Eliezer, poskin ben olad v'chum osin chum say you can't poseach ben olad. Ketzad, omer konav she ani nen elish ploni v'nasa sofer. I know how to get an off from this person, and then he became a sofer. Osha yemesi es benova Amar Eliti odeshu nasa sofer. Osha yemesi es beno bikaro v'oiti noter. I didn't know that he was going to become a sofer. Or konav l'bayis, I make a nether, I'm not going into a certain house. And it becomes a shul. V'nasa beis hakneses. Amar ilo iti odeshu nasa beis hakneses. I would have made a nether. Reb Elazar says, okay, that's good. Rechachamim osur. We pass on the chachamim. Right, the chachamim aser. Right, you can't make a nether like that. And then the Gemara goes into some things are like a nether, but not nolad, but they're not. But the Ran says, why a post can be nolad? So the Ran says, this is printed on a base. Bishum de pesach de shchiach hu de mashvile le neder toas. Only a common occurrence Pesach the Shchiach makes the nether retroactively into a mistaken nether. Avol Nolad lo. But Nolad is not Shchiach, and therefore we don't allow it. So here it must be that this is a Shchiach situation, right? It's expected to struggle to find a heter, and therefore it wouldn't be such a unusual occurrence. There is a fascinating line in Tosfos. Tosfos in Ksubis. This is not in Nedarim, but in Ksubis, we have the sugya, remember, of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva goes away for all those years to go learn in the yeshiva, and he comes back, and remember his father-in-law, Kabba Savua, says, if I would have known that he would have become a great rabbi, I wouldn't have ever made a neder that I took my daughter, took a shepherd boy for a husband, and he had made a neder. So that's what the Gemara says, if I would have known. He said, the Gemara says there, Shama Azal is the guy after the Mayfair Nidra, Azal Gabe. I'm like, that's a Gavar Rabba, me not the art. Did you make a ned there knowing that he might be a Gavar Rabba? I'm like, Afilu Parak Echad, Afilu Halacha Achas. I'm like, Anahu, Novalapi Venashke, Vechulu, Rabbi Kiva was Matir his ned there. So the Tosas there ask, isn't this Nolad? Ravim Tomavar, Asur Luftok, but Nolad. Damina bin Nadarim, Parak Rebeliezer, Kate Sad, what are the examples? Dasa Sofer, we just read that Mishnah. If somebody becomes a Sofer, right, he changes his profession, he becomes a sofer, so that's Nolad. So here, shouldn't it be a problem of Nolad? The Yesh Lomar, Tahacha lo chashiv Nolad. This is not called Nolad. Kivan shahalach lebei rav, de derechu beholech lilmod, shenasa adam gadol. Whoa. If somebody is going to yeshiva, it's natural. It's not Nolad for him to become a great person. That's a line. Kiva shahalach lebei rav, the derechu beholech lilmod shanasa adam gadol. So that's not Nolad. Not Nolad there. Kiva spent his life learning. He becomes a different person. He becomes a gavra, becomes a gavra rabba. It's Tosfos in Ksubis on daf samach gimel amid aleph. Good. So that was all about the issues of neder. Issue of neder. So now we continue with the next. Tini, chalelo sha'amru magalchen b'moed, mutar lagalech b'doch shloshim shel avel, says anyone who all the people that we say could be Megaleach, if they come back on Chol HaMoed out of jail and of Medinas Hayam, they also could be Meleach in Shloshim. Usually not allowed to be Meleach in Shloshim. If somebody comes back and they were already Nohek Shiva, and now they, right, he was already, read the Karban Eda, they came from Medinas Hayam and they find Avelus. Mutalaga after Shiva, or they come back during Shiva, they're allowed to be Meleach after in Shloshim. Is tadi tadi aser, is tadi tadi mutter. Not everyone says that. Two brises. The Gemara says that there's one brise that says it's aser to be magaleach and shloshim. Meaning shloshim is more chamor than chol hamoed. So which is it? So Amar Rav Chizda tries to say there's no machlokas here. Maybe there's no machlokas here, says Rav Chizda. Man da Amar, they agree the brises. Man da Amar mutter, b'sheisham regel. Right? When's really Rav Chizda holds it's aser. Shloshim is more chamor. When do we say that he's allowed to be magaleach and regel? If there's a yantif. Right, really, it's not galeach in shloshim, but maybe there's a yantiv during shiva. He comes back and he's like, oh, and they're sitting shiva. Chaim Kadievsky explains it this way. So what happens with yantiv? Yantiv breaks shiva, and now it turns into shloshim. And now, because of shloshim, you have the heter of being megaleach. That's how he learns that. That's the chiddush. It's mutar b'dok shloshim. So mandamar mutar b'sheish lam regel. When there's a yantiv that comes up, then umandamar aser b'sheish lam regel. But a regular case, somebody comes back, shloshim wins. Meaning he cannot. Right, according to Rav Chizda, both Brises agree that fundamentally, a person cannot be Megaleach in these situations that he comes back in a surprise. He cannot be Megaleach, but Tosh Shloshim. So the Gemara says, Masnisa, we'll switch this gear. So Messiah Lecha, the following Brisa, Messiah Lecha, Rav Chizda, right, the following Brisa supports Rav Chizda. That, again, in an unexpected, turn of events, if he comes back from jail and all these cases, he cannot take a haircut on Shloshim. Again, only during Chol HaMoed. Shloshim is more chomer. Haresha tachvu avelav zeacharzeh. If there are two, right, somebody is sitting shiva, and then right afterwards, before he gets to get a haircut, another one after another. Haresha, what is he allowed to do? He can't get a haircut normally. Haresha mekel besakin ube misperes. You could use a knife or some type of other kli. Avelav misparayim. You can't get a regular haircut. So one second. The second person, the second relative who died compared to the first one who died. There's no way you could have prepared for that. It's ki'ilu. The first situation is unexpected. The yasa eval asheni eitzel arishon kibishuanas yigaleach. You should be allowed. It's as if, like somebody getting out of jail, he didn't know that was going to happen, somebody having a second avelus after a first avelus. Also, it's as if it's, right, those should be comparable. And what do you see from this brisa? Not allowed. Not allowed to get a regular haircut. So that supports Rav Chisda. Right, supports Rav Chisda, who says fundamentally both brises agree that shloshim, you're not allowed to get the haircut. Right, it's more chomor. Havi lois amris, elam, but he covered a regal. So you see, the only reason that the brisa matir was because of covered a regal. Right, not because of shloshim could be knocked out. So we've quoted Rav Chisda and we quoted a raya to Rav Chisda. So the Gemara said, not such a raya. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak boy. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak says, no, maybe not. Nicha b'toch shiva. The brisa, maybe that's about shiva. Maybe it's two shivas. So you want to say the brisa says it's also get a regular haircut. Maybe it's talking about shiva and shiva. B'toch shloshim. Who says that it's talking about shloshim? Rav Chisda is trying to say that, it is even b'toch shloshim, you're not allowed to get a haircut. But maybe the brisa is about shiva. So the brisa is not a raya to Rav Chisda. Hesiv, Rav Chananya, Chavrun, Rabbanan. And then Rav Chananya says, I'll prove to you that there's a difference between Shiva and Shloshim. Fahatani, Elud, Varam Sha'avil, Asar Ben, called Shiva. Because the Brisa that says the following, are behaviors that an Avil is Asar, all Shiva. And on this list, and on this list, you see there is the Karbonei that quotes haircut. So it says, Yalla get a haircut during Shiva. So, in betoch Shloshim, who Asar, betoch Shiva, lo kol shakein. We know during Shloshim, you're not allowed to get a haircut. So during Shiva is a, you have to say, of course you can get a haircut during, not allowed to get a haircut during Shiva. So what would be the chiddush of this brisa to tell me that you can't get a haircut during Shiva? I know that, right? It's, only, right? If Shloshim, you can't get a haircut for sure Shiva. So what must this brisa be telling me? Lois Amris, El B'shatachfu Avelim. Must be the brisa telling me, no, when it comes to Shiva, so then Shiva and Shiva, even if you have a Shiva one after another, that's the chiddush. But if it would be Shloshim, you would be able to, meaning maybe the Gemara, this Raya is against Rav Chisda, meaning Hadam Shumutter. Not only is not a Raya to Rav Chisda, shouldn't it prove that it's a Raya against Rav Chisda? Again, Rav Chisda says the same exceptions that you're allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to get a haircut during Shloshim. You're not allowed to, right? It's more Chamor. And he tried to say both Raya's that we said before hold that. They both really hold Asr, and the one that says Mutter is only because if there's a Yantif, if there's a Regel. And we try to bring a Raya from this Brisa about Takfu Avelin, where you can't get a regular haircut. So we just said, the Gemara says, no, that last Brisa is talking about Shiva, not Shloshim. But during Shloshim, it would be Mutter. So isn't that a Raya now against Rav Chisda? Hada Amrit Shihu Mutter, right? If there's an unforeseeable circumstance, one would be able to get a haircut during Shloshim, and therefore it's against Rav Chisda. So the Gemara says, no, Amr of Matanya, Manda Amar Asr Kedarko Ubimis Parayim. It could be when Rav Chisda says it's Asr during Shloshim, he only meant in the usual way. It's Mutter, it's gonna be Asr during Shloshim. But it's Mutter Bishinui. It's Mutter Bishinui. And the Brisa that allows it is talking about Shinui. So therefore, the Brisa can be, supportive of Rav Chisda. Good. Safa Monatilasi Parnayim. Next discussion. What about the mustache and cutting fingernails is tani tani beregel mutter b'avel aser. Some say, some have a brisa on Chol HaMoed, it's mutter, and during Avelus, it's aser. This tani tani beregel aser b'avel mutter. Some say the opposite. Manda or beregel, so first we want to say, again, maybe there's no machlokas here. And again, we're going to read this like the Ridvaz reads this on the page. Right? Different than the Penei Moshe also a little bit. Manda or beregel mutter b'shei sham regel. What does it mean on regel you're allowed to cut your nails and cut your haircut? B'shei sham regel. That means there's Avelis, right? But there's a regel right after Avelis, right? It says the Ridvaz, the beregel shall basar avel mutter, the dami kemoshim menu, the kadam regel. So when it says mutter, that means when there's a regel right after Avelis. Uba avel aser, what does avel aser mean? B'she'en sham regel. That means stam avelis cannot cut his nails, right? So that's how the Ridvaz reads these brises. Really, an avel cannot. What does it mean? B'she'esh beregel. That means if there's a regel. Manda amar beregel aser, the brisa that says beregel is aser b'sheishem harama. That's when somebody tries to use trick and not be honest. It's stam regel, and he could have done a mayor of yantif, and he messed around and he tried to say I'm going to have more time on yantif. So that's not allowed. But avel mutter b'sheishem harama. An avel mutter is stam avel who couldn't have been prepared. So mutter ba'avelus if it's ma'akev, his eating, right? If it gets into his mouth. So that's how the Ridvaz reads the Gemara, putting everything together. Rav Chiya Barashi, b'shem Rav says, no, maybe it's just take it kipshuto, halacha, k'devra mishu mekel kan v'kan. Maybe the halacha is that it, like the one who's mako, you're allowed on Chol HaMoed, even without the Arama, maybe you're allowed, on Avelus. Rishim bar Abba, Rishim ben Levi, no. Halacha Kedivra Misha mako b'Hilchas Avel. Right, no. Hilchas Avel will be mako. Right, halacha Kedivra mako ba'Avel. But maybe we wouldn't be mako for Chol HaMoed. Maybe Avel is more, mako, the opposite direction that we said before. Before we said maybe Shloshim is more Chamor than like Rav Chisda. But here, the Gemara is saying maybe Avelus is more, is more kal. Let's just finish this line, and then we'll get back to that principle of halakha devar makeup of avel. Rav Amar safam k'netilas sipranayim l'chol davar. A mustache is like k'netilas sipranayim, right? The same halacha. Amar b'yirmi u'bavav benotos. If it's hanging down, if it's bothering, you're eating, so then it would be allowed to trim, right? That is the what Rav said. Okay, let's talk there for a minute about halakha devar makeup. Be'avel. There is a day in the Rishonim that this only applies to machlokos tanoim. Right, there's a day here, and both in I think elsewhere also, but in Ksubis Daf Dalet. But here on Daf Chav Dalet Aleph, the Tosfos quotes pasuk b'halachas gedolos, and then Tosfos says Yavagav the kaimalon halacha k'devri hameiko hanimili b'machlokos shel tanoim avo b'molse damo roy lo amron. The only halacha that we make of ba'avel is only by a machlokas tanoim, but by a machlokas amoraim, we wouldn't say that. So why in the world would you say the difference? If you say it, is it based on avelos being drabanan? Pashas not, because this is a principle that maybe the Rambam and the Rif and the Rambam and the Gaonim hold that avelos is daraisa, and we would still say halacha that we make of ba'avel. So the, and not everyone holds it. The Mordechai here, tough pei beis, quotes a machlokas amoraim and still applies. Halakha devar mekel ba'avel. Rav Shechter has in Bikvei Hatzon on page Kuf Gimel, he says maybe, usually, we have a yesod of elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Every sheet in Chazal have some, value, inherent value to it. We paskin like one way, but, we value every sheet. There are rules. We usually, yachav arabim, halakha karabim, we usually go like the rabim, but halacha devar mekel ba'avel means that even against the rabim, we would still go by the yachid, even if it's against the rabim, because of the principle of elu ve'elu, because even the das yachid has value on what to rely on. But he suggests that it could be what the Bahag is saying, is that by most machlokas amoraim, are they arguing about within their own shita, or they're arguing about what a Tana said? There is a Rashi in Ksubis, where Rashi in Ksubis says that Elo ve'elo is only said where each shita is saying their own opinion. But if they're arguing about what Rebbe said in, what a Rebbe said in Shir. Now somebody said, oh, Rebbe said also. The other one said, Rebbe said mutter. One of them's wrong, right? The Rebbe only said one thing. So you don't say Elo ve'elo if it's, machlokas about what happened, about, you know, what a Rebbe said. Only misora de nafshe. So it could be that by machlokos amoraim, most of the time, he says, they're not arguing misfar denafshi, but they're arguing about what a Tana said. And in that case, we wouldn't apply elu ve'elu. So you can't say halacha devar mekel ba'avel, because then maybe the rabim has the MS and not the yachid. The plukta amaroi lo shayach lomar halacha devar mekel ba'avel. Da shita dechuya eino afilu b'china safek kaldehu. Avonah chinami. Im nimtis machlokas amaram, afilu machlokas b'poskim. She aliba denafshayu, v'lo aliba dechad. So then you would still say halacha devar mekel ba'avel, even when it's a machlokas Amoram. Suggestion. That's what he says in Be'ikvei Atzon. Okay. Rabbi Yisla bar Nachma, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Zugba. Oh, by the way, what are we paskin in all these cases of, you know, we just finished the discussion of haircuts and the Nitilos Sipranayim. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchas Chol HaMoed, the end of Tavkuf Lamed Aleph, everybody's allowed to cut their mustache on Chol HaMoed. Everybody's allowed to cut their mustache. There's no problem. Nitilos Sipranayim, the Shulchan Aruch paskins mutter. Mutilitot Sipranayim, Bain Biyad, Bain Beregel. Afilu Misparayim, regular. Rama says, V'yesh Machmirim, V'osrim, V'cheminog Lahachmir, not to do it with a Kli. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, what about, Chol HaMoed? Mutter to cut them in Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed already is one more Megal Shita. Chol HaMoed is Mutter. Avelus is, let me just read the line of the Mishnah Berurah. V'notalam me'erav yantav v'tolatim b'chol HaMoed. Even though we said if you get a haircut on Erev Yantav, if you cannot get a haircut on, we said against that, Rabbi Notam. Can't get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, but if, by, uh, by fingernails, we would put it, we would allow it if you cut on Erev Yantif. We continue. Rabbi Nachman bar Yisrael, Rabbi Nachman bar Rabbi Chanina, Zug Bal lefnei Rabbi b'Safa when he did the Shepanayim. A pair came in front of Rabbi and asked about the mustache and cutting the fingernails. V'italem Rabbi, he matered both of them. Rabbi Simon bar Rabbi Chanina, a different version. Shnei zugos hayu. There were two pairs. Echad me amatan ve'echad midid ala. Echad b'Safa ve'echad when he did the Shepanayim. They each asked one question. V'italem Rabbi. Different versions, whether it was one pair that asked both questions or two. Kader Rabbi Shmuel bar Abba demachas achtei. Rabbi Shmuel bar Abba, one time his sister died. Vavi Yasiv matz me tafruye, and he was there cutting his nails. Salak Rabbi Elazar legabe v'lo kasisun. Rabbi Elazar walked in and he did not cover them. He did not cover them from him seeing, so he didn't think that Rabbi Elazar would see this and then be mezalzel in the halacha. Slak Rav Nasan bar Abba legabei v'chasitzon, where Rav Nasan bar Abba came in and then he was mechaseh, he did cover them because he was nervous. The Karban Eda says he was nervous that he would be mezalzel b'avelus. So Amar Lei, min kumi Rabbi Elazar lo kasetinon, umin kumi at mechasilon, what I'm worse? You cover them in front of me and not him? Amar Lei, umad tzavar, dat chaviv alaik Rabbi Elazar. I'm much closer to Rabbi Elazar. I know exactly Rabbi Elazar. I know him better, and I know that he's not going to take advantage, but I'm not as close with you. So that's what he says. He didn't know. Okay. Next. Vila Machabsin Bemoed, second Alocha Beis. The first Mishnah was Megalchin Bemoed. So now Machabsin Bemoed. Habami Medina Sayam, Ubeis HaShviya. If somebody comes from Medina Sayam, Ubeis HaShviya, same case as Vayyoz Meis HaShurim gets out of jail. Vamenuda Shadir Lachachamim, and a Menuda that the Chachamim matired, got a neder hutard mit bechos hayadayim mit bechos hasaparim, hand towels or towels that are used for either haircuts or in the case where you're allowed to get a haircut or covers of svarim mit bechos hasfag or bath towels, all of those are allowed to be washed because you know they're always getting dirty. If chalom mitzvah malatara hari il mitzvah, and anyone who comes tahar on chalamoid mutter, you're allowed to mutter to wash those. Which I call adam asurin, but generally the rest is asur. Okay, we'll have to talk more about this by the Shem next time.